Boston Radio introduces Matias Oscarsson.
Hi, Matias. Great to have you here on Boston Introduces. You're Matias Oscarsson of, I believe you're from Sweden. You hail from Sweden.
Yes, that's correct. I'm from Sweden, Stockholm.
Okay, so
nice to get in touch with you.
Great to be able to talk to you now and you take some time out. What were you doing when I just called you, by the way?
I was grabbing a glass of water and I was working a bit in the garden.
Okay.
Sunny so weather here. It's 22 degrees.
22 degrees in Sweden. Wow. Okay. Well, it's warm here, but not that warm.
Yes.
Wow. That's fantastic. And as you know, as before we get into the nitty-gritty of our interview, our telephone interview here on Boston Radio Introduces, Matias, obviously I'm talking to you just after the Eurovision Song Contest, which took place in Liverpool yesterday. And,
yes.
And as you know, Sweden won.
Yes, it was a great show. I actually didn't see the whole show because I need my beauty sleep, but it was so fun that Loreen won the competition once again. So she's the first female to have won the competition two times. So
interesting.
She will be written her name in the historic books.
Yeah, of course. There's a bit of controversy. I mean, before we get, like I say, before we get into it so too much, because it's all about music and people's views on music. A lot of people are saying that it was a great track, but it might have been fixed a little bit because they wanted Sweden to have it. It'd be the 50th anniversary of ABBA. Were you aware of that?
Yeah. I wasn't aware of that. It was a 50th
anniversary.
Yeah.
That's
actually,
what next year.
I didn't know that.
Yes, next year. So you'll be hosting. Yeah, that's an amazing little insight there for you. Yeah, because next year it's the 50th anniversary and it's been held in Sweden. But some people are saying that's why Sweden won it. But it was a good track anyway. I didn't watch it all myself because I was doing a lot of studio work. But there you go. It's one. Hey ho. Should be interesting.
Yeah, Loreen is really. She has such a great charisma.
Yeah.
I don't think the track was as good as the track she sang when she won the first time, Euphoria.
You got you. Yeah.
But she her personality is all over the place and the scene, the stage, it was a nice fit for her track. So.
Okay, well, anyway, listen, we're not here to talk about other people. We're here to talk about you, Matias, here on Boston Radio Introduces. So if you can, you've already told us you're from Sweden, you live in Stockholm. Tell us how you got into music then.
Yeah, I believe I was 11 years old when I started playing the piano. My mother played the piano and she sang in a choir. And then I started taking piano lessons. But I was a bit of afraid for my piano teacher because she was very strict and harsh, and she became angry when I played the wrong notes and so on. So I didn't want to go to her, and I didn't like learning, you know, music theory. I just wanted to play melodies that I liked. So I asked my mother to play my piano lesson, and then I studied her fingers, and then I played. My lesson for my piano teacher without opening the book, so I learned the track or the song by ear, and then she told me, Matias, aren't you supposed to open up your book so you can see what you're supposed to play? Oh, I forgot that. So I took lessons for about 1 year, and then I quit because I wanted to decide myself what to play and play when I would like to play myself. So then I'm self-taught in all the other instruments I can play. So I play the ukulele, guitar, piano, and bass.
So you're quite
rather well, I would say. But I'm not like a virtuoso I can make music.
You sound to me like you're a virtuoso because the good thing about it is you obviously on all your tracks you play all the instruments. Obviously, I assume.
Yes. On the positive side, it's I get to call all the shots myself.
Yeah.
I don't need to compromise with the other band members.
Yeah.
So, but on the downside is I don't have like another person to hear other person's opinions and
get that input.
Sometimes I get stuck, but in my case, I usually have like two or three tracks working on at the same time. So if I get stuck on one track, then.
So when you do that sort of thing, how do you cope with that when it comes to playing? Do you play much live at all?
No, I don't. I don't really do that anymore. I don't really have a good explanation why. I prefer just being in my studio, and I have a studio at home. It's next to my garage, so it's a separate building from our house. So I don't need my kids to, you know, run around all over the place shouting when I'm laying down vocals. So I can be here all alone during nights most of the time. So
I didn't know you had children. How many children? You look too young to have children.
No, I'm not that. I'm heading towards a middle-aged man now. You know, I'm 47.
Okay, well, I'm too late. I'm already there. So let's not talk about age.
So
yourself taught, you learned to play all the instruments and you learned to play music by ear. Can you actually read music now?
Yeah, I can, but I cannot open it like a song with a... that's really advanced, on an advanced level.
I got you.
I'm not that good, but I believe I know what sounds well and what works, and at the same time I'm trying to open up my songwriting. I listen a lot to classical music, and I try to adapt that way of playing when I have a track that's mostly piano, for example.
Okay, got you.
I don't want to repeat the same chord progressions all over again.
Yeah, got you.
So I want to be able to open up new ground, you know.
I get what you're saying. So when did you actually make this a decision, and when did you make your first release that you actually said, right, I'm going to do this properly, I'm going to do this seriously, I'm going to release a track,
yeah,
and this is my first track, and what was that?
Yeah, I wish when looking in the rearview mirror, I would start to release my music earlier, but I was, you know, when I started to make music, I made music with my older brother. We had several bands playing different styles of music.
Yeah.
And then he moved to Berlin, and then it was only me continue making music. And I was at the time very pleased with, you know, having girlfriends that really adored me, and they really love my music and playing it for my family.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to feel maybe I should put the music out.
Okay.
Why should I wait even more for that?
So when did you decide?
So it was a big step because I knew that many more people would be able to listen to it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I didn't like to put myself in the situation when I was just going to play to my wife and my kids.
You felt a little bit vulnerable then. So your first track was when?
My first track was 2020, so 3 years ago, and it was a track called Certain, and I decided to release that track first because I had a clear picture in my head how it would be like and how I would record it. So it was August 2020, my first track.
Okay, August 2020. What was the track about? What's Certain about? What's it about? What's the subject matter? What's the narrative?
I bet you can say that it's, I'm certain that I want to play music, and I need to create music. If I have it in me, I need to release it so I can move forward. It's like a
positive step forward.
You're basically saying that I want to do this.
Yeah. Sorry. No, it's okay. I interrupted you. Carry on.
Sorry, your turn.
No. It's all right. You reflected. It's about yourself being certain that you want to do this. That's what the track's about, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So what we'll do now then...
That pretty much sums it up.
Okay, well, what we'll do is we'll take a short break and we'll play that track, Certain. So, ladies and gentlemen...
Oh, lovely.
Okay, so here we have Certain by Mattias Oskarsson. I hope I said your name right, by the way.
Yes, it was perfectly fine.
Okay, yeah. That's brilliant.
Thanks.
Certain on Boston Radio introduces.
All of the time I've been certain, I've been certain, 'cause that's my shelter. Soon I ought to stay steady. That haunts me. I feel so small in times like this. I want to break inside of you. Count the smiles, they seem so few. They must be growing inside you. I can't stop what's coming down. Shut down, 'cause we've been sinful. We've been sinful. Oh, that is when somebody came to tell me that I've got to run back. I've got to run back, 'cause I've been sent for. I want to break inside of you. Count the smiles, they seem so few. They must be growing inside you. I can't stop what's coming down. Thank you.
Right, we're back from that. It's a great track, that one, for your first one. We're back with Mattias Oskarsson of Sweden, Stockholm, Sweden. Are you still there, Mattias? Hopefully he's still got you on the line.
Yes, I'm here. Right. Thank you so much.
No worries. Now, what we're going to go to the next bit now. We'd like to know what or who inspired you to make music. Who actually inspires you in your music making, in your music creation?
Yeah, I must say my older brother, because we have a history together of making music, and we formed several bands. So he has really been a role model for me, and I must say that he has made me a better person, and made me believe in myself.
Yeah,
and making me feel confidence in making music. So,
what's your brother?
My older brother, Mikael.
Mikael. Okay, so
Mikael.
Mikael. While we're online, we say hi to Mikael if he's listening and tuning into the show. Hi, Mikael. So does he still play music, Mikael?
He does, but not to the same extent as I do.
Okay.
He has a guitar, and he has made demos and CDs, and but sometimes I feel like I miss him because he had such great opinions, and
okay,
we had the brother Gallagher's, you know. We were fussing a bit. I wanted to have like this. No, this is better. No, this is better. But in the end, it turned out fine.
All right. Well, I would say don't really act. Have you thought about contacting him and getting back? Would he get back together with you again? Maybe. Maybe we should ask him while we're online now. So, what's your brother's name again?
Mikael.
Now, listen, Mikael. This is Damien here from Boston Radio Introduces. Get together do something with your brother. Do another project. It would be great. Fantastic. Yeah. All right? Just do a one-off, even just a one-off.
Yeah, Mikael.
Okay.
He has been in Berlin now for 15 years, so I tried to convince him to come back to Sweden.
Yeah. But he obviously likes Berlin, so he's very liberal there, isn't he?
Yeah.
So apart from your brother, anybody else influence you in your music?
I don't know, really. I look up to very, very many songwriters and such. I get inspired by creative people, whether they are painting or they are into a sport or something like that.
Okay, then. So we're going to look at the. We'll move on now for our audience, and we're going to be playing some more music for them in a bit. Now, you've told us about your first song. What how many other songs, or how many songs have you released to date, or albums?
I have released. I've only released singles, and now there's 15 tracks released.
And so, after the first track, Certain, what were the next batch of tracks in order, chronological order? Can you remember?
I believe it was A Part of This Man, and then Why Is It So? I believe that's correct. The correct order.
Yeah, and what year was that in?
Sorry.
What year was that in? What time?
It was A Part of This Man. I believe it was released. Next year, 2021, and Why Is It So? Also, 2021.
Okay, and did you get good? Did you get good feedback from those tracks once you released those?
Yes, I believe so. Most of my tracks have a sad vibe because when creating music,
I was going to say we call that melancholy. In the UK.
Melancholy.
That's it.
Yeah. Yes. You know, now when releasing music, you need to be up to date with all the with Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and YouTube, and so that's a full time job.
Yeah, it is.
So I could use an assistant for that, but it's really nice. I have such a great community now with friends, and we are. helping each other out. And
That brings
sometimes people are writing a review of a track, and that's really flattering to get. Yeah.
But that brings me on nicely that to the fact that you have a relationship with a PR lady called Muriel Besman, I believe.
Yes, she is really amazing. She's helping me out a lot. I'm so thankful for having her helping me.
Yeah,
Muriel is she's the best, actually.
She's quite different, isn't she? She's quite very passionate about what she does, and that's typical French, by the way. She's very passionate. As another one of her artists, Joanna Saint-Pierre. But she's
Joanna, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. You've been under her wing for how long? How long have you been with
for,
her?
For Muriel, it's from last year. I believe it was September
22?
August, September.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last year. Okay. That's fantastic. So so what we'll do is, so that audience can get a bit of a vibe about your music all the way. By the way, are these tracks all in, because these are going to be the first time I'm hearing them as well, by the way. Are they in is there lyrics in there? Is that all the all instrumental, or is it in Swedish or English?
I have both in English and in Swedish, and three instrumental tracks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I wanted to broaden myself with not sticking into a certain genre. So I want to broaden up my my music making and not feeling like restrained to only making alt rock or pop rock or dreamy music.
Yeah, I got you. So you didn't want to be pigeonholed, basically. Okay, so what we'll do for our audiences across the world, across the UK and across the world, and hopefully a few listeners in Sweden, we'd like to play those two tracks, A Part of This Man and Why Is It? Why Is It? What was that again?
So,
okay.
Why Is It So?
Okay, yeah. We'll play those tracks now on Boston Radio Introduces. You're listening to Mattias Oscarsson.
I shouldn't be around. Guess it's not too late. What comes out of this day? At least a new memory. We've came across some good times, but the scenery has changed. What comes out of this day? It's hard to depend on somebody. The part of this man is now empty. The part of this man. Of answer. every line that slips out is untrue. I intended to be caring and good for you. Why is it so? Am I the only one that stings wherever I go? I need no sympathy, but a guiding light would please me so.
If you just tuned in, hi everybody. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Boston Radio Introduces, where we have a diverse number of interviews with various artists from across the world. And today, we've got a telephone interview with Matthias Oskarsson. I love that name, especially your surname. It's really cool.
it sounds so cool when you are saying it, Matthias Oskarsson. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi everyone.
Right. So. That was a great track. The track there we played, a couple of tracks actually.
Thank you.
No problem. So what we'd like now to do is talk about your other tracks now. So if you'd like to list off the other tracks that you've released since then, over the last since 2021, what have you released since then?
Yes, I have released "Vid in Sida." It's a Swedish track. It's if I should translate it, it's. It will be at your side or by your side.
Mm-hmm.
And it is written to my son, and it was finished, my firstborn son.
Oh,
and it was finished before he was born. So it was like a welcome to the world present.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow, you're a cool dad.
Yeah, and it's really special to me because I wrote it before I was born, and it's about the expectations of myself with becoming a father and the lifelong responsibility that goes along with it.
So how does
and it's
oh wicked. Yeah. How old is he now?
He's 13. So it was a long time ago.
Okay.
I wrote it, but I thought it was about time to release it now.
And what was his name?
Malte.
I'm not going to pronounce that, but so that's
you can say multi maybe.
Multi, okay, that's cool.
Multi, yeah.
Yeah, so you're on it. That's fantastic. Okay, so you got that one. Then what was the next one after that?
I don't have the order now.
It doesn't have to be in order. Matthias, don't have to be in order. Don't worry about it, because it won't be mixed in order. So when it comes out in the mix after we have this little chat now, don't worry about it. It will be. Go.
Then we have Tearing Me Apart.
We play that track quite a lot on Boston Radio.
Yeah. And I'm so thankful for that.
Okay. And what's that one about?
It's lovely too. It's about me having a bit of insomnia, hard time falling asleep, because during the nights I've started to think about things, it's like it's tearing me apart, you know, not being able to sleep as you're supposed to. So I need to find, you know, I need to catch the sleep train.
Okay. And how are you handling that now since you made that track? Are you better at sleeping at night, or is that still a problem?
It's becoming a bit better now. I try to exercise a lot, and biking. I bike a lot of ski slopes with my oldest kids, so okay. I'm doing a bit more exercise and being outside much more, so you know, getting a bit of sunlight every day.
Okay. And what about
keeping in shape?
Oh, that's cool. And what about your other half, your partner? Is it would be your partner or wife, would that be?
Yeah, it's my wife. She has actually also got a track to her when she got 28. I wrote a track to her birthday.
What was that track called?
And it's a Swedish track. It's called in English Your Blue Corridor, or Din Blåa Korridor.
Oh yeah.
In Swedish, it's when she was studying when she met, and it was like a long blue corridor to her student room where she was studying and staying.
Okay.
So it's about our first days together, and me realizing that this is the one for me. So it's like a present for her.
You're a bit of a romantic at heart, aren't you? Really, to be fair.
Yeah. Well, at least when I'm writing tracks, but not in ordinary life. Maybe.
Maybe that's your way of expressing your romanticism, your love for your wife. If you can't express it normally, this is the way you do express it. I'm sure she appreciates it, and she appreciates you.
Yeah. That must be the case. This is my channel of expressing my.
Definitely.
Emotions
okay.
to the full extent.
All right. So that what was that title of that track again in Swedish?
Din Blåa Korridor.
Yeah, that's the one. I think we've got that one, haven't we, here at Boston Radio? So we'll stick that in the mix as well.
It's a blue cover to the track.
Yeah. Okay. And then any more? Yeah.
Any more tracks?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that you've released, that is.
I have a track. This is my longest title. It's When the Dark Clouds Dissolves.
When the what?
When the Dark Clouds Dissolves.
Oh,
it's like
yes.
They disappear.
Yeah, we've got that one as well. We've got that one because you actually sent us that one with the English titling of it. Yeah, we've got that. We played that for a few weeks here on Boston Radio as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good track. And then,
That's great.
And what was that one about?
It's like it's like a longing for something. It's like keep your head up straight and grab the chances that are in front of you. Because when I was a teenager, I choose the easy way out most of the time, and then not to put myself on thin ice.
Yeah,
which I should have done a bit more. And this is like telling myself, do the things you want to and what you feel inside, and not think about what other people, how they will react. Or
okay, so when you say thin ice, obviously in the UK we talk a lot about mental health and how that affects us and how things in life can affect us, our mental health as such. And have you are you obviously, to me, you come across as someone who has struggled a little bit with that, but your music has been your savior, it looks like.
Yeah, I feel that I feel that this is one thing that I can really feel proud of myself.
Yeah.
And I feel I'm quite good at making music, so I'm, you know, like obliged to do it.
Okay.
It would be a waste if I wouldn't be doing the best of it.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's like a therapy for me.
Yeah, I can see that.
I need to do this.
Yeah.
Then I will become a better husband, and I will become a better father. Mm. You know.
To be honest with you, since looking at and what you've told us so far, obviously we could probably speak to you for hours about this. But I would say that from the very beginning, obviously you've had a bit of a misspent youth, and your brother was an inspiration. Then your brother moved to Berlin, and then you lost that inspiration a bit, and you lost a bit of faith in yourself. Then you met your wife.
Yeah.
And she was an inspiration to you. You fell in love, found it hard to express yourself a little bit, but through your music, she probably fell in love with you and your music as well. So, and you and your children, everything else, what you're doing now is a testament to a lot of people out there who struggle with everyday things in life and think they can never let anybody, basically the lesson is never let anybody tell you that you can't do something. Everybody has their struggles, and eventually you find a way through it, and you're proof of that in what you're doing. So that's something that our listeners can obviously take on board from you, Matthias.
That was really a good summary.
Okay, well,
from you, and when making music, it's like then I'm in total control. I call the shots, I decide what to do, and it turns out the way I wanted to, because in other situations of life, then you can't control it. You want it to be like this, but it turns out like that. So here I'm in charge.
Okay, then. So what we'll do before we go any further, we'll play those three tracks that you just mentioned, then we'll put them in what we call the Boston Radio Introduces Mini Mix. So you up for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds great.
All right then. So that's what we're going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuned in, you're listening to Boston Radio Introduces, and we've got Matthias Oskarsson from Sweden. And what we're going to do is the Boston Introduces Mini Mix, starting right here. And we'll start off with the first track, and that will be Taking Me Apart.
What is it when you sleep that always disturbs you? When you need to give in, that's when you can't let go. It must be the stress of the many things you haven't done. Oh, my demons, they come at night, and I can't flee from them. It's useless to dream them away, like I always do. This symbolizes me. How long will I just be the wonder? For my thoughts are starting to tearing me apart. See for yourself if you wish. Right into what is my only Små steg i stora världen väntar. Jag vill bli den fasta punkten i ditt liv. Vi möts i en tid som kan kännas kall och hård. Jag ska ta dig varsamt fram, trygg och säker i min famn. Jag lovar att vaka vid din sida. Ett löfte som jag gläds åt att det ger. Och om natten du vaknar, jag vaggar dig till sömns. Förvänta dig mitt fulla stöd i dina val du ställs inför. När det känns tungt och hopplöst svårt, säg då till mig jag behöver dig mer än jag kan säga dig. I mitt skepp jag satte kurs. Starka vindar gav mig skjuts. Jag drev mot öppet hav och där fanns du. Känns inget kallt. Du är likt en dröm jag hamnat i. Som ett vilset barn som hittat rätt, som broar bär du mig så lätt. Där gick vi längs din blåa korridor. Jag aldrig hade sett och vi åt glass på dina skett. Jag spelade en sång på gitarr och det gick en sträng. Och vi tumlade omkring i din 90 centimeters säng. Jag stannar vid din sida och samlar kraft igen. Stilla vid ditt bröst. Det råder stilla frid bortom rum och tid. Som en ett vilset barn som hittat rätt, som broar bär du mig så lätt. Där gick vi längs din blåa korridor, den jag aldrig hade sett, och vi åt glass på dina skett. Jag spelade en sång på gitarr och det gick en sträng, och vi tumlade omkring i din 90 centimeter säng. Du bryter alla mönster, jag ser en siluett från mitt fönster. Du vänder om och våra blickar får åter se varann.
Boston Radio introduces Matthias Oskarsson.
Cast your fears aside and keep your head held high. There's no win or lose at stake, you know the reasons why. Roll the dice and play along, your good deeds will prevail. Hold on to what you know inside. Be what you know's wrong. I'd sing a song away from afar. Meet me when the dark clouds dissolve. I will ease your mind. Faith I'll guide the way. Long gone is the storm, we'll face another day. Roll the dice and play along, your good deeds will prevail. Hold on to what you know inside. Be what you know's wrong. I'd sing song away from afar. Meet me when the dark clouds dissolve. I will ease your mind. Vårt lag är det för vi umgicks ju faktiskt igår.
Ducks.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to Bossian Introduces with Damien, aka Damo Funkinobi, interviewing Mattias Oskarsson from Stockholm, Sweden. And you're still on the line. Hopefully, we still got him on the line. Hi, you still there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm still here. Hi, everyone.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So that was great. That little mini mix. And right at the end, I mixed in one I didn't talk to you about earlier, and that's Enchance. And I played that at the end of that mini mix. What could you tell us a little bit more about that track and how that came about?
Yeah, I always, not always, sometimes write tracks, and they can be like seen as from one person and a relationship with another person, not like a love affair, mm-hmm. but people together. So I draw that inspiration to this track. It's about one chance and chance, sometimes that's all you get, and chance, and it's like grabbing to that chance before it's too late.
Yep.
But on the other hand, there's always another chance waiting next in line to be grabbed. And it's a bit of a description of me as a person. I can be like sometimes up in the blue, not always thinking about the next track or what lyrics will I have for the chorus. But it's like a humoristic track.
Okay.
But it's in Swedish, but it's my mother tongue. So it's
I didn't understand. I didn't, obviously, I'd have to learn Swedish to understand most of it, but I love the melody, and there's a feeling behind the track that captures you, whether you know Swedish or not. That's what I like about the track, actually.
Oh, great. It's like, why are you complaining? We spent some time together the day before yesterday. Why aren't you satisfied with that? It's like a humoristic tone to it.
Yeah, well, it's good, it's catchy, and we do like that one. Yeah, fantastic. So
lovely.
Yeah, moving on, we're going to ask you basically now is what things have you got in the pipeline for the future, what you got planned?
Yes, my YouTube channel is more or less dead and has been so for far too long, so I'm planning to release some live versions of a few tracks.
Okay.
Of mine recorded here in my studio.
Okay.
And maybe some playthrough videos, you know, showing like how this guitar riff is played, or how I play the chord progressions in the track and such things.
Okay.
So
you're basically resurrecting yourself on social media, basically, but through the medium of YouTube.
Yes, yes. And I have a plan of releasing many more tracks, because you cannot see in the future. I want to get, you know, I have a bunch of tracks waiting for me to record them.
Okay.
And, you know, the possibilities are endless. You know, you can have how many channels as you want. So I try to cut it down a bit, because otherwise it will go on forever.
Yeah.
And then if I work with the track for far too long, then it's easy to lose the motivation.
Yeah.
So I try to set up deadlines.
Okay, that's cool. You've got a formula. It obviously works for you. And we look forward to those.
Yeah.
We look forward to Boston Radio getting those tracks once you decide to release them. Hopefully we'll get the promos before everybody else, because you know we like exclusivity occasionally. So we like to be able to get that before everyone else. I'm not going to hold you to that, but it'd be nice.
I'm so glad for your support. It means so much for me. So I want to thank you for that.
No worries. But we are passionate about what we call talented creatives who usually don't get the air time that they should do, really. And maybe even some radio stations, they'll play them once and you won't hear their track again. But we don't do it like that. We do it differently. We like to think, okay, We've got some new artists like yourself, Mattias Oskarsson, and we like what he does. We go through a bit of a democratic way of looking at it, and what we do is we listen to it. There's more than one person that listens to it, and Luke listens to it. And even if it's not our genre, we say, that's got something about it, and we'll put it out there, and we'll put it on rotation in a playlist and in shows that pertain to your particular genre in which you've put that particular track. Because I noticed something about it, like you said before earlier, you don't stick to any one particular genre. You can't really put a finger on what where you are, which is a good thing, I think. So that's how we work, anyway.
You are certainly making a huge difference for all the hardworking independent artists all over the world. So, huge thank you for that.
Okay, I'm getting embarrassed now. People can't see me on the radio, but I'm getting a bit reddish, yeah. Getting a bit blushy. But thank you so much for that. But music is our passion, seriously, it really is. And all these commercial people who get all these massive labels behind them, they've got their thing already, and it's time for the new talent to come through. And I've just noticed, both of us have noticed that there's a lot of music shows that used to be really good back in the 90s and even the early 2000s. They're not around anymore. There's no real good music show that showcases great talent. I mean, we occasionally in the UK, we have Jules Holland, who's a great person who likes to show innovation.
Yeah, I know, Jules Holland, yeah.
Yeah, we love him here in the UK. He's great. We miss John Peel. Because John Peel, when he was alive, that's what he used to do. He used to play some really obscure music, from anything from punk to dance music. So he was really good. So anyway, moving on. So those are your future plans, your future releases. You said you're not doing anything live as such, because you prefer to be a studio producer. So moving on, to round things off, before we play some more tracks from you, and also your guilty pleasure, which is the section we're going to talk about now, where we ask each person that comes on to Boston Radio Introduces to tell us two or three of the songs that mean the most to them in their life and has either inspired them, or it's just tracks or songs they'd love to play. And if they were to take those tracks to a desert island, those are the tracks they'd like to take with them if they only had those. So can you name three pieces of song which don't necessarily have to be commercial or anything like that? They can be someone obscure, and we'll try and find the track. And play it today. But can you give us an idea of three tracks that mean them, are important to you?
Yeah, I can. It's hard because there's obviously so much great music out there. But I've had a few tracks that have been with me for a long time. Since I was a teenager, and one track is called Let Down by a band called Radiohead.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that. I don't know if I can remember that one, but that'll be an interesting one to play. Yeah, Let Down by Radiohead. Who else?
Yeah, and then it's a big idol for me. He's not with us anymore. He's called Jeff Buckley, and the track is called Last Goodbye.
Did you say Jeff Buckley?
Jeff Buckley, yeah. He had a father who was also a great singer-songwriter.
What was the name of that track again, Mattias?
Last Goodbye with Jeff Buckley.
Yeah, because I've got a certain feeling when I talked to Luke, he'll definitely know that track because he's into people like that. So so that's Last Goodbye. And the next track, if you've got one more for us, which we could play.
Yeah, the next track is called Winter with Tori Amos.
That's a very deep
She's
track.
She's a fantastic storyteller and such great emotions. Every single letter in their lyrics is meaningful, and it really draws you in.
So those are your guilty pleasure tracks. So what we'll do right now, before we sign off, is we'll play those tracks. Well, I'll see if I can find them and put them on now. So, especially for you, Mattias.
Lovely.
We're going to play you your guilty pleasure, which hopefully will be back-to-back Radiohead, Jeff Buckley, and Tori Amos.
Thank you.
No problem.
You're listening to Mattias Oskarsson's Guilty Pleasure, the sounds he loves.
Oh, you know it makes me so angry, 'cause I know
Oscarsson's Guilty Pleasure, the sounds he loves.
Snow can wait, I forgot my mittens. Wipe my nose, get my new boots on. I get a little warm in my heart when I think of winter. I put my hand in my father's glove. I run off where the drifts get deeper. Sleeping Beauty, it trips me with a frown. I hear a voice, you must learn to stand up for yourself, 'cause I can't always be around. He says, when you gonna make up your mind? When you gonna love you as much as I do? When you gonna make up your mind? 'Cause things are gonna change.
I tell you that I- Matthias Oscarsson's Guilty Pleasure here on Boston Radio.
Hi, we've still got Matthias. We're coming towards the end of the show now, Matthias. Hopefully you enjoyed those tracks. What I'd like to say to you is thank you for coming on board and thank you for being part of the Boston Introduces series, which is basically the second series that we've done. And I think you're about the third or fourth interview we'll have done now that will go out on air.
It was my pleasure from the beginning to the end. it was such nice to introduce myself and have a chat with you, because I can hear instantly that you are so dedicated to and
you're really
loving what you're doing. So
thanks, Matthias. Well, it was really nice. Yeah, it was nice, and also you opened up a bit to us, which was nice, about some personal things, which is she's a great. We get a bit insight into the artist as well, you as a person, not just as a musical person. We can see where the influence is, where you get your music influences from, which is mostly from personal experience. So we appreciate you coming on here and doing this telephone interview. Fantastic interview. We'll just leave it there for now, and hopefully we'll hear from you again and look forward to getting your new tunes on board.
Yes, I love to send them to you. And again, thank you so much for everything that you are doing. I'm so grateful, and I'm sure all the artists that have the luck to meet you are feeling the same way.
Okay, well, I hope so too. Anyway, but it's all about the music. It's all about you. Thank you, Matthias Oscarsson of Stockholm, Sweden. Hopefully we'll speak to you again soon. Take care now.
Thank you so much, Boston Radio. You are amazing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, that was Matthias Oscarsson from Stockholm, Sweden. We had a bit of a rapport going on there. I really like the guy. Comes across really well. Love his music. And it was great to be able to play his music here on Boston Introduces. That was a telephone interview with Matthias Oscarsson of Sweden. And that interview took place on the 14th of May, just after the Eurovision Song Contest. And we're playing it now after some weeks, as we had to play the other volumes and other episodes beforehand. But you've missed nothing, because it gave us a chance to slotting this very next record, which is his latest release. Thank you for listening. More Boston Radio Introduces in the future. Keep it locked into Boston Radio and our schedule page on our website, https://www.bostonradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Hej, jag heter Matthias Oscarsson och jag älskar att lyssna på Boston Radio.
That's brilliant. 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 That's brilliant.
Come, let the silence talk a while. And just let go and hide this with a smile. Now it's time to get undressed. Now it's time to get soaking wet. I wish this day could be the reason why. Between the colored skies. Now it's time to get undressed. Now it's time to get upset. We've been so close to happiness.
We've been so close to happiness.
We've been so close to happiness.
So close.
things for sale.